This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow, even though it's Thursday, is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, because I can't be here Friday. You got to email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They don't have to be political. Email your questions in. We're going to churn and burn through them tomorrow. You got James T. Harris on Friday. Heads up, that's not my fault. I just found out today it's a corporate suits thing, whatever. So whatever. I'll be back on Monday. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. Every time I'm not here, everyone panics and assumes I got kicked off the air, which is really hilarious. I didn't get kicked off the air. I had to be back on Monday. Now we need to talk about something. And look, we still have a lot to get on the show. I still need to lay things out for you. American Airlines, they're going to start flying supersonic planes. I'm going to tell you why that's basically terrifying. Joe Biden's DHS and FBI, they are making you an enemy of the state. We have a whistleblower there. We have a whistleblower at the IRS and the U.S. Air Force. They're hosting kid-friendly drag shows. All that is still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But there is a critical thing you have to understand about what the communist does in this country. And you have to understand it, because if you don't understand that's what they're doing, they're going to get you with it. I've seen it over and over and over and over and over again. All right? I want you to listen to this and listen very well. This is New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
After 4 years of a president who relished creating chaos, Americans are seeing what it looks like to have a president and a Congress that's focused on delivering results.
I want you to picture something for me. And I'm doing this off the top of my head, so bear with me on how stupid it is. But just picture something for me. You and me, we're going to have a cooking competition. And since I can't cook anything but the world's greatest cheeseburgers, let's just say eggs. You're going to make scrambled eggs. And I'm going to make scrambled eggs. And what we're going to have is Chris and Michael, they're going to taste test each of our eggs. And they're going to decide who made the best eggs. All right? That's how it's going to work. But, there's more. There are going to be 20 people in the kitchen watching us make the eggs. You will go first. You'll make your eggs first. And then it'll be my turn and I'll make my eggs. All right? You with me? So Chris and Michael are going to taste test it. 20 people are going to watch us do it. You're going to cook eggs first. I'm going to make eggs second. Except all 20 of the people who are going to watch us, they work for me. They're all my employers. And so when you step up to cook, here's what happens. Everything you do, when you're grabbing the butter, when you're grabbing the eggs, when you're turning on the stove, each and everything you do, no matter what it is, all 20 of them, oh my gosh, look at this idiot. Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. Oh, what a stupid idiot. Oh, I did you too. Oh, that's too much butter. Stove's too hot. Look at him screwing. Oh, what an idiot. Oh, for the whole time, 10, 15 minutes, the whole 10, 15 minutes you're doing it, just the 20 people, just constant noise, screaming, calming, constant. Then it's my turn to step up. And I do virtually everything you do. And they're all either completely silent while I cook, or you'll get some of this, oh, that's good. Oh, did you see Jesse's technique for whipping up those scrambled eggs? That's not his first time. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, look at how he mixes in the cheese. That's how it's supposed to be. It's very calm. Do you know who would win that taste test? Me. Why? Because the agitation, the anxiety that built up while you were trying to cook the eggs because of my people, It would make them taste worse to Chris and Michael. Even if they didn't know it, psychologically, it would taste worse. It would be, oh my gosh, I just watched the guy screw up the butter. I know the crowd was yelling about the butter, and now I can tell the butter's messed up. But you would taste mine. They would taste mine, and it would be so much better. Oh, you can tell Jesse did mix in the cheese, just like they said. Look how Jesse mixed in the cheese. That same thing happens to you, and you don't realize it's happening to you. Now, the communists do screw up, and they let it slip out every now and then. If you're paying attention, you'll figure it out.
After 4 years of a president who relished creating chaos.
Donald Trump relished creating chaos? Is that true? Oh, I know Donald Trump is a very bombastic personality. I'm well aware of that. Donald Trump was not afraid to insult people. I get all that. That's fine. Donald Trump created the chaos? Or did the system completely controlled by the opposition, did they whip everyone up into a frenzy about every single thing for 4 straight years so you would be under the impression that Donald Trump's presidency was chaotic? It's a very effective technique. It works on the right. It especially works on women on the right. And I know this because I'm around them. Women are just built different than men. I'm around these Republican women in my neighborhood, in my area, and we talked about this before. Start talking to them about Donald Trump, and it's just, oh, it's just too crazy. Things have to calm down. It's just, what? Things have to calm down. Notice how the communist always puts the onus on you to calm things down. He's standing there. He's whipping everyone up in a frenzy. Oh, he can't cook the eggs. What an idiot. Hey, if we just get Jesse, it'll calm down. Let's let Jesse cook the eggs. Don't you want things to calm down? When he's the one whipping everyone up, he's the one causing the chaos and always coming to you saying, don't you want things to calm down? How many times have you seen this over and over? They did it for 4 years in Trump. This is nuts. This is chaos. Everyone's going to die. It's World War III with North Korea. This is Nazism. Hitler. Hey, suburban housewife, don't you want things to calm down? Just elect Joe Biden and they'll calm down. Everything can calm down. They did it with COVID over and over and over again. Everyone's going to die. We have a computer model. Millions. This is the end of the planet. Just do what we tell you and things will calm down. Why don't you put on your mask? Things will calm down. Stand 6 feet away from everybody. Things will calm down. And then it really ramped up with the vaccine. Hey, don't you want to get back to normal? I'm sorry. I've got to close your business and destroy your life. I'm sorry. Don't you want it to calm down? Oh, that's right, Chris. It's a great line from, of all movies, Avengers Age of Ultron. It's so freaking true.
You believe in peace, then let us keep it.
I think you're confusing peace with quiet.
People confuse peace with quiet on our own side. Just take your vaccine. Look, do you want me to keep hitting you? I don't want to fire you. I'll fire you, but I'll fire you if you don't take your vaccine. Don't you want it to calm down? You remember with the St. George Floyd riots? How well did those work? St. George Floyd dies in Minneapolis, and all of a sudden the Antifa animals and Black Lives Matter animals take to the streets. Just a feral bunch of communist street losers burning, looting, and murdering people. Everybody running to the news. This is chaos! This country's too evil! Take down that statue of Christopher Columbus. Don't you want to calm down? Things can't calm down until this statue of Thomas Jefferson goes down. Don't you want it to defund the police? Don't you want things to calm down? They've done it to you over and over and over and over again. And so many times we can't see it and we don't see it. They whip everything up. Believe me when I tell you something. You have to lay down this desire you have to live in peaceful harmony. You have to, because there will be no peaceful harmony until these people are defeated. They're going to use this technique on you without end until we recognize it, get stronger, and start pushing back on it. They are the agents of chaos. they will whip up all the chaos over and over and over and over and over again. And then they'll hold up the chaos they themselves created and tell you, because they know your values, they know you want to live in peace. They'll hold up the chaos in front of your face and say, hey, isn't this crazy? Look at this chaos. Just give me what I want and things will calm down. I'll calm down. I want to be calm. Don't you want to be calm? Give me what I want and we can be calm. They play this game with you without end, and we have to stop falling for it. And they're doing it again with something else right now, and it's gigantic, and you better wake up and pay attention to it. And I'll explain what they're doing it with in a second. But this is also why I rant against the low-T GOP, because I remember Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. I remember when the Black Lives Matter animals were wanting to change the names of military bases and we were ripping the country apart. He couldn't run down to the Senate fast enough to start talking about those evil Confederate generals. Well, hey, we have to change the name of bases. That'll calm things down. You know what? I'm going to get a hold of Seton. I'm going to send Seton a text right now. He runs Chalk, and I'm going to have him send... I'm going to have him send a 3-month supply of a male vitality stack to James Lankford's Senate office, so maybe that'll never happen again. Male vitality stack, all natural herbal supplements, not big pharma filth, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Who needs that more than James Lankford? So remind me, I'm going to text Seton after the show, Chris. In the meantime, go get a male vitality stack yourself. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the whole store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have so much show left. And don't worry, we get a whole other show tomorrow. I know you're sad about Friday. I'd be sad if I had to go a day without me too. What, Chris? But the truth is, sometimes you just have to...
Buenas tardes.
Sometimes you have to buenas tardes, all right? I need a day off every now and then from...
We're changing people's lives.
I can't... What, Chris? I can't change people's lives every single day. Now, I talk about how they create chaos. And they demand you capitulate so the chaos will calm down, so you can live in peace. Hey, you can live in peace. They're doing it again to you right now. They're doing it over and over and over again. Have you seen it? I know you probably thought about it during the break. Did you figure out what it is, what they're doing? Here it is. This is from Josh Campbell. I don't know who this guy is. He's with CNN, of course. The head of the FBI Agents Association tells me threats against the Bureau are real and imminent. The organization is demanding political leaders unequivocally denounce these attacks, insisting, quote, there's no justification for targeting law enforcement in the United States. Okay. Why do we have to calm down? I don't want anything to happen to the FBI, but why is it on you and me to calm things down when it comes to the FBI? You're the Federal Bureau of Investigation. You have spent 6 years at least. I mean, look, I'm being nice. I'm forgetting Ruby Ridge and all that stuff. You've spent 6 years lying to the FISA court, politicizing everything, attacking everyone from Donald Trump to school board parents. You've set up a bunch of idiots in Michigan to make them look like they're government assassins. You have worked on behalf of Democrats, especially during January 6th. You've sent informants. You have spent 6 years politicizing the FBI and working on behalf of the Democratic Party. And then you just sent 30 agents into the home of the President of the United States of America on a clear fishing expedition to just harass him and try to indict him, and you think the onus is on us to calm down? No, you're sorely, sorely mistaken. I agree. I want things to calm down. I think the temperature should get turned down. And because that's what I want, because I want the temperature turned down, because I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I don't want any threats. I don't want any violence. I think it is critical the Federal Bureau of Investigation hold a press conference today where they get on their knees the same way they did for Black Lives Matter. I'm not exaggerating. I want you physically on your knees. If you'd like, you can go look it up. You can go look it up online. They got on their knees for Black Lives Matter. They knelt before the street communists. They did. Go look it up if you don't believe me. So that's what I want. I want you to come here, FBI, and I want you to get on my knees. We'll play it on the simulcast. You can watch me do the show, by the way. TheFirstTV.com/Jesse. I want you to come into the studio while we're live on the air, and I want you to kneel in front of me, and I want you to beg my forgiveness for the things you've done. And then things will start to calm down. That's what I want. You see, you're not going to do it again. You're not going to lie and cheat and ruin lives over and over and over and over and over again and then raid the home of the president and then sprint to the microphone and talk about how things need to calm down. We need to calm things down. No, 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 no. You calm things down. This is on you. You want to calm things down? You want to earn back the trust of the public? Open the books, fire people, have your agents arrested. That will calm things down. Instead, this is what we get. This is from Project Veritas. Credit for them. Then they do some of the best stuff out there. In a joint intelligence brief obtained by Project Veritas, it is revealed that the Department of Homeland Security and Federal Bureau of Investigation have begun to paint conservatives that have taken issue with the FBI raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago as domestic violent extremists, warning of future violence from the group. The bulletin states that it is being shared in an effort to help local and federal partners effectively deterring, preventing, preempting, or responding to terrorist attacks against the United States of America. That's weird. They want things to calm down, but it seems like they've launched an attack. So, do I have this right? They've decided that you're a potential domestic terrorist because you're angry about that raid, and they've even sent out a bulletin, DHS, FBI, listing you as a potential domestic terrorist. At the same time, they're standing behind the microphone saying we need to calm things down and this has gotten too bad. It doesn't seem like you want to calm things down. It seems like you want to declare war on me. That's what it seems like. In fact, it seems like you want to hurt the enemies of the Democratic Party. And if that's not the case, FBI, I'm certainly all ears, but it most definitely seems like it is the case, no? All right. Look, I have more to get to. Let's get to some emails, though. I'm behind on these. Jesse, the Democrats played us brilliantly last week. While they had us furious about a search warrant, they robbed $740 billion for us for their campaign war chest, raised taxes, and weaponized the IRS with barely a whisper from the Republicans in Congress. God help us. Well, we are so excited about November. And understandably so. Look, I'm excited about November, too. I'm not dismissing that. I'm excited about, you know, let's take back Congress and things like that. These people, they're not going to stop or slow down because they think once Republicans take over, Republicans will lack the courage and conviction to take back all the ground we've lost, plus some. And frankly, I mean, are they wrong?
I also want to remind my fellow Republicans, we can hold the Attorney General accountable for the decision that he made without attacking rank and file law enforcement personnel at the FBI. Republican Party is the party of law and order. Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local.
Does that human being sound like he's going to take back all the ground we've lost to the communists in the last 2 years? Does that sound like he's going to be an anti-communist leading the charge, firing not just 87,000 IRS agents? That's defense. How about you go fire 100? How about you shrink it even more than it was shrunk before? That's actual offense. Does this human being sound like he's going to do that for you?
I also want to remind my fellow Republicans, we can hold the Attorney General accountable.
Democrat gains, communist gains are permanent gains, and that's not the fault of the communist. That's the fault of the low-T GOP. All right, we got more emails. We have an IRS whistleblower. The U.S. Air Force is hosting drag shows and more. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man alive, Chris, maybe a little too on the nose. Speaking of war pigs.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear. But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. That was a path I could not and would not take.
You can dislike Trump if you're an elected Republican. You just can't be that loud about it. He's the most popular Republican by a mile in the country, and you most definitely can't wage some never-ending anti-Trump grievance against him the way the entire Cheney family has. And screw the Cheney family anyway. That's my thoughts on it. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I've been listening to your show on 104.9 St. Louis for about a month. That's a great station. I live in Imperial, Missouri, a suburb of the once great city called St. Louis. Since the loss of Rush Limbaugh, there was a big void in talk radio. You've helped me fill that void. You have a special magic that made Rush wonderful. Oh, you have that ability to connect with your audience. Very few talk show hosts can do that. Rush Limbaugh could do that. You make me feel like I'm a friend that I've known for years. That is a gift that most in the media only dream of having. I hope you are around for a long time. He says thank you, and he didn't say I can say his name, so I'm not going to say his name. Well, look, you only get one Rush Limbaugh. There will never be another one. Feel very, very grateful you had him. I think I've heard that before. I get that a lot of people find the show to be really relatable. Well, remember something. I mean, remember, my life is not a media life. My life, I mean, I grew up in construction. I washed cars as my first job, golf clubs. I was a Marine for 4 years and right back into construction. I've sold RVs for a living. I've only been doing this about 3-4 years now. I'm not different because I'm not different. That normal life you've lived is a normal life I live. I still eat Captain Crunch and grilled cheese sandwiches. You know what I'm having tonight, Chris? Oh, gosh. The wife makes sloppy joes, but she makes homemade sloppy joes. And no, I'm not talking.
The American people want.
Don't. Not that sloppy joe. She makes homemade sloppy joes. And a lot of people make this mistake when they make sloppy joes. They put way too much ketchup in it. And that's not an anti-ketchup thing. Stop with the too ketchupy sloppy joes. The wife does it. It's not near as red. And she slow cooks these sloppy joes. You know what I do, though? I stop and get hot dogs. I get the bun-sized wieners, all-beef bun-sized wieners. Chris, so even you can eat those, the all-beef bun-sized weenies. And I get fresh buns, remember, finger your buns. And I go home, dog, cheese, spready cheddy cheese on there, sloppy Joe on top of it. Like basically a chili dog, only it's a sloppy Joe dog. Maybe some onions, some diced jalapenos. What, Chris? Okay, you said mustard and sauerkraut. One of those is really smart. I do that mustard. That's actually really brilliant. If you ever bring up sauerkraut on the show again, hand me a barf bag first. It's disgusting. And the whole house smells like it because I grew up in Ohio, right? So we lived right on the Ohio River. It's just there's a ton of Polish background there. Look, it's just all that stuff. So this was something my parents would do as a kid. They would make, what was it, sausage and sauerkraut, something, Polish sausage and sauerkraut, something to do with sauerkraut. I would just leave the house for like 6 hours. I would go out back. I couldn't take it anymore. I don't know what is with you sick freaks in this sauerkraut. IRS whistleblower. Billionaires are laughing as Biden plans to target middle class with the audits. Former lawyer for the Internal Revenue Service who accused the agency of going after elderly Americans says Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act will undoubtedly target working and middle-class Americans. What a shock. Quote, the idea they're going to open things up and go after these big billionaires and large corporations is quite frankly bull beep. It's not going to happen. They're going to give themselves bonuses and promotions and really nice conferences. It's so transparent what they're doing. Every single thing they're doing is arming themselves against you and against me. It's what they're doing. Dear Shogun Oracle, I help run a food pantry in my spare time. We had triple the number of people coming in from over a year ago, and whatever the term is for five times, that's where we are from over 2 years ago. The requests for help keep getting pet food, diapers, feminine hygiene products, etc. are through the roof. You said the economy is going to get worse. Just how bad do you think it will get? I don't like talking about this. And I don't like talking about it too much because I find it to be down and depressing. And I don't like doing that to you. It's something I talk about. You know, we have hard truths on the show, but I don't like talking about depressing things. And I think this economy is going to get Great Depression level bad. And it's not going to be America's. I know that's no comfort. It's going to be the world. The world economy is about to have a crash like you've never seen before, maybe ever, maybe worse than the Great Depression. And I need to explain where I come from, because if you're going to make a prediction like that, scare everyone, freak everyone out, you better have some sort of justification for it. All right, so here, you ready for it? We are sitting right now on mountainous amounts of debt as a country. This is just America. But that's not our unique situation. Because of the insane suicidal COVID lockdowns, and we get into some of that updated stuff in a second, because of that stuff, that is a worldwide phenomenon. China is breaking economically. Europe is breaking. Africa's already starving. Remember, there are places in the world already going through what's coming. Okay, so that was bad enough. We have piled up all this debt. Well, because of inflation, remember, inflation isn't just an American problem right now either. Because of inflation, they're now jacking up interest rates, which is keeping money from getting borrowed. Money doesn't flow around when money gets expensive to borrow. Okay, so those are two gigantic things that are already a major, major, major problem. Oh, but wait, there's more. They're still spending money like drunken sailors. But wait, there's even more than that. The people who are currently in charge of not just America, don't think this is just an American phenomenon, the people who are currently running all the Western countries, they're going all in on the climate change death cult stuff. And that climate change stuff is an assault on everything. The world, the entire planet, all of it, humanity itself runs on oil and gas. It is what powers the world now. It has powered the world for 100 years. That's what powers the world. They're not waiting for the new technologies to be ready. They have just launched an all-out assault on oil and gas at a time where that's the last thing we can afford. So we're at a time where the structural pillars that are holding us up, they're already crumbling and creaking and they're cracking. That alone would be bad enough, might be catastrophic enough. But when you have the people who run the world attaching C4 to those pillars and getting ready to set it off, how can that end in anything but disaster? I think it's going to be horrific. And I'm sorry. I don't like talking about that a lot. I brought it up before. I'm not going to avoid it, but I know that's a downer. But when I tell you to make some preparations, I'm not doing a bit for radio. I've made them. I continue to make them. Do some preparations, all right? And make sure your self-defense is up to snuff too. You know, we have something going on right now in my neighborhood. I'm in a blood red area. Everyone has guns. Everyone's safe. Everyone thinks they're good to go. Everyone's out walking their dogs, block parties, neighbors, all these things. Just had a bunch of car thieves with body armor swoop through my neighborhood, rip off a few cars, break into a bunch of others, and they just caught another suspicious car at 1 a.m. last night. As the crime and poverty gets out of control in this country, the violence is going to spread everywhere. Do you have a hero gun? Does the person you love the most have a hero gun? Can they defend themselves? It's a non-lethal gun, shoots pepper balls, 100 miles per hour. It'll stop someone in their tracks. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Believe me, we're all in some level of danger now. Go to hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse for a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And boy, buckle in for this one. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. I need them for tomorrow. Email those in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Research reveals COVID lockdowns claimed 20 times more life years than they saved. 20 times. And I just want to make sure, I want to make sure you remember. We're always going to remember this stuff.
If we really do our part, stay at home, social distance, then we can flatten our curve even below those projections.
Social distancing is absolutely critical. And if you can't social distance and you're outside, you must wear a mask.
Remember all that social distancing? It seems like it was only yesterday, right? Seems like it was only yesterday that we all had the little footsteps in the grocery store we had to stand on. Seems like it was only yesterday that restaurants and stores, small businesses across the country had to close their doors because they weren't allowed to have enough customers in because you couldn't social distance. And when I say close their doors, I personally know somebody, family business of 57 years, gone for good. I remember like it was yesterday, the day he called me sobbing on the phone because the business his grandfather had handed to his father, who had handed to him, was closing, and it was no fault of his own. I remember. So I think it, I also think it's important. Let's look back. Where did they come up with that number? I mean, these are so smart. These guys are all doctors, and gosh, Harvard educated, and they've got so many medical degrees, and there's so much research. I mean, they're the experts. Where did they come up with this number that wiped out and ruined so many lives? Let's go to Scott Gottlieb and let's find out.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17.
I clicked on the wrong one. It's this one.
And you're right. The 6 feet was arbitrary.
The 6 feet was arbitrary in and of itself. Patients, nobody knows where it came from. Most people assume that the 6 feet of distance, the recommendation for keeping 6 feet apart, comes out of some old studies related to flu.
Hold on. Man. I might have to play that again. Chris, we might need to get me some new headphones. Mine have to be malfunctioning. I would have just sworn that guy just went on television and said the social distancing thing that destroyed children in this country, small businesses in this country, restaurants in this country, the social distancing thing that was used as a justification to wipe out an unknown number of lives that it was completely made up and no one even knows where it came from. Is that what he said?
And you're right. The 6 feet was arbitrary.
The 6 feet was arbitrary in and of itself. Patients, nobody knows where it came from. Most people assume that the 6 feet of distance, the recommendation for keeping 6 feet apart, comes out of some old studies related to flu, where droplets don't travel more than 6 feet. We now know COVID spreads through aerosols. The initial recommendation that the CDC brought to the White House, and I talk about this, was 10 feet. And a political appointee in the White House said, we can't recommend 10 feet. Nobody can measure 10 feet. It's inoperable. Society will shut down. So the compromise was around 6 feet.
Society did shut down. And it's probably worth pointing out that the Dr. Mengele monsters at the CDC initially recommended 10 feet. Remember, if your medical community had its way, we would be even more destroyed than we are now. Wrap your mind around that. Wrap your mind around that. And wrap your mind around this. How many people listening to the sound of my voice right now don't have a job anymore or had to lose their career or lose their life dream because of the 6 feet number that was completely made up? Because of vaccine mandates that we now know do nothing. Remember, the CDC just recently came out and pretty much admitted it. How many people listening to the sound of my voice are crushed over nothing? And it's why, by the way, it's why I encouraged you, if you lost your job, if your employer did this to you, I want you to consult an attorney. Don't spend money just on my word for it, but if possible, please sue your employer. Please sue him out of business. If your employer thought you were a useless piece of nothing who should just be tossed to the wind because he wants to be a communist lickspittle, then your employer should be sued. And it's part of the reason I speak so loudly and so often about companies like MyPillow as well. Because when I have a gigantic corporation who constantly looks at the regime and gives them the middle finger and they don't comply and they don't go along and they don't treat their employees like they're nothing, I think we should hold up and support employers like that. Remember Mike Lindell, because of his stance on things like COVID and the election and others, Mike Lindell even got kicked out of Walmart and he still won't back down. They have a big sale right now too, by the way. Slippers, slides, sandals, all of them incredible designs. They're so freaking comfortable. May I personally recommend, they didn't tell me this, the moccasins. Oh my gosh, the moccasins. You've got to try the moccasins. You can get all this stuff for as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse right now. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse, all right? Everything comes with a one-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call 800-845-0544. CNN is very, very upset about these people winning our primaries.
A close watch on Wyoming and what happens there tonight could add to a trend, and that is election deniers winning primaries around the nation. What does that mean for our democracy and the risk of more chaos like what we saw on January 6th?
I know you already know this, but just a quick reminder that these people questioned the legitimacy of Trump's election for 4 years. Hillary Clinton's on camera saying it was stolen from her. Going forward from here, they are going to question the legitimacy of every single election they lose, and then they're going to turn around and demand you acknowledge the legitimacy of every single election they win. And boy, it is so interesting listening to these people worry about the threats to democracy all the time. Everything's a threat to democracy now. Why? Don't think that's an accident. That's part of what we've talked about often on the show. That's them working to set you up. It's the slow process. They can't do it all at once. They're slowly inching their way. They're slowly inching you closer to being classified as a domestic terrorist because you're a Republican. That's the end goal. Everything is about herding you into the domestic terrorist pen so then they can justify sending the state power against you. Jesse, enjoying your show. Thanks for bringing up ESG the other day. It was all new to me. Now I'm looking for a bank that isn't ESG. Not an easy task. I first thought credit unions, but I was wrong on that one. Anyway, thanks. Trump 2024. Didn't say I can say his name. A reminder to everybody, I do not give out your name ever unless you specifically tell me to give out your name. I am the last private person on the planet. So whatever you email me, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. We have to do Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday this week. Your name will never be read on the air unless you specifically tell me I can. I believe in privacy. I believe in protecting yours. Even the ones who want to kill me and tell me they're on the way to my house to murder me or something like that. And even those, you've never heard me read those names. And I never will. I just never will. All right? A man has to live by a code. And my code is what? That freedom isn't free.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Listen, thank you. All right. You want to fly on a supersonic plane on American Airlines? I don't. And there's an Air Force drag show again? Gosh. Hang on.
Listen here, baby.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.